Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon. Time for a little market analysis, grain trade analysis with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We're back with Justin to talk about the markets in Chicago and Kansas City in just a moment. Well, neighbors, Sorghum U wants to help you make informed production decisions. Sorghum U will be featuring breakout sessions led by industry insiders exploring the potential of sorghum in your crop rotation. Sorghum U will be held Friday, January 9th at the Enid Convention Center in Enid, Oklahoma. There will also be a Sorghum U on January 28th in Perryton, Texas. There's no charge to attend Sorghum U. Just call 855-422-6652 or log on to www.hpj.com/sorghumu for more details. Sorghum U brought to you by the United Sorghum Checkoff Program, Sorghum Partners, and High Plains Journal.
Quite a strange day for the grain futures. Down 2 cents in the corn, 4 to 5 cents lower in soybeans, and then the wheat was higher. July of 2015, Kansas City wheat up 1 3/4 at 6.55 3/4. Chicago wheat up 3 to 3.5. Part of the contributing factor was reports that were released today that were delayed from last week, including an export report. We also have a commitment of traders report that will be released tomorrow that would normally be on Friday. So several things changed up here. We did get some volume back today in terms of number of trades. It is a holiday short week again for the second week in a row. And when you get those weird days, a lot of times you get really low volume and some really bizarre moves for grains. But it seemed like the grain futures did have some volume today with about 77,000 March corn contracts. Beans were just about 50,000, and then March wheat about 30,000. So it seemed like that was a bit of an uptick in the overall volume despite the shorter holiday week that we're going to have this week.
Justin, I know at this time of year, things get pretty thin as far as a lot of underlying market factors. But really, I know that a lot of folks think that we've got some international things playing on the markets right now. What are you seeing as far as these outside of our country factors?
To understand the U.S. domestic market, we have to look overseas. Beans were strong, mainly due to the Malaysian rains, flooding going on over there, and the effect it'll have on palm oil prices. That's helping the soybeans and soybean oil futures out. And then going into the end of the year, we might see some positioning due to the fact that some farmers are selling and buying based on the tax year and what implications they have in that market. So that's a driver. And then on Wednesday, we have first notice day for the January beans. Shouldn't have too much of an impact. Delayed corn bookings were double expected at 67.1 million bushels. Beans were at the high end at 23.4 million bushels. And wheat, 10.8 million bushels. The regularly Monday scheduled inspections, shy of guesses, but strong at 52.3 million bushels for soybeans. Corn inspections were right in the middle of the range at 24 million bushels as expected. And then wheat, negative here, below guesses, at 7.3 million bushels. Normal hours this week, except we're closed on Thursday. There is no early close Wednesday like there was at Christmas. So normal hours, and we'll open back up Friday.
Justin, if they want to make contact with you as far as these markets are concerned, how do they do that?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.